The mission is simple: to help high achievers naturally eliminate emotional and physical obstacles so they can optimize their life for higher achievement. Welcome. You have just entered the Genesis Zone.
Hello, 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 and welcome. Good day. Welcome to the Genesis Zone show. This is Dr. Brian Brown. Thank you for taking time out of your busy Friday to be here and be with us. I know there are a million other places that you could be, but you chose to be here with us. And my heart is full of gratitude for that. Thank you so much. Have you ever been in that state of mind where you wondered, maybe even questioned yourself, when am I going to feel balanced? Whatever that looks like for you, physically, emotionally, but when am I going to feel balanced? I know I've felt that way. And if I'm being completely honest, nearly every single client that I've worked with through the years have had that exact same question. Now, in today's In the Zone segment of the Genesis Zone show, I'm going to be sharing with you my insights about this very question and help answer that question for you once and for all. But before we get started, let's recap some nuggets from yesterday's interview. On the show yesterday, I interviewed Melissa Jones. Now, she shared with us her journey to for developing positive habits for transformational living. Now, Melissa shared with us one of the best things that she did early on was get her physical house in order. But she also shared how she hired a coach, and through the hiring of that coach, actually had some epiphanies in that process. And the first one was this: whether or not you have a coach, you have to put in the work. Now, that was one of Melissa's huge insights that she had early on, that she had hired this coach and she had high aspirations, high hopes that things were going to turn around quickly. And she realized that, hey, Melissa, you've got to put in the work in order to make this happen. The second thing she realized was consistency every day, taking one step at a time, even when you don't feel like it, will create the winning results that you want. And sometimes, and she went on to define, one step at a time, quote unquote, looks like one snack at a time or one meal at a time. And this does not have to be difficult. In fact, she said, it's better if you just keep it simple, keep it really, really simple, and try not to overthink it. Try not to make it too difficult. And she gives the example of how she used to measure everything that she ate. But as time went on, she obsessed about that less and less. And she just started focusing on eating healthy and eating clean and just watching portion control. But Melissa dropped a huge gold nugget toward the end of that interview where she found that adding mindset work to the diet and exercise work that she was doing gave her accelerated results. In fact, she was able to lose the weight that she wanted to lose within like 7 months, which is unheard of. And a good portion of mindset work is not getting caught up in the social media envy loop that comes from watching other people's projection. I call it, those are my words, other people's projection of this perfect life on social media, because it throws us into this loop of judging and comparing ourselves to others. It's totally unhealthy. And we go in that downward spiral where we become unhealthy, and we just can't think straight at that point. And then lastly, MJ shared with us a final epiphany that she had. She found herself asking, when am I going to be balanced? When am I going to feel balanced? And she came to the conclusion that, you know, maybe we're never completely balanced. And when I first heard her say that, I was a little taken aback. But when I followed her train of thought, I'm like, okay, I can see where she's coming from. But she said, maybe we're never completely balanced. We simply shift and adjust to our changing environment. That's the key. And therefore, we have to set healthy boundaries in order to move with these constantly changing things, the constantly changing world around us. And I couldn't agree more. If you missed Melissa's interview yesterday, it was chock full of just valuable insights about developing positive habits for transformational living. It's worth going back and listening to if you missed it. So with Melissa's final epiphany regarding when am I going to start feeling balanced, I've had several epiphanies about that throughout my years of clinical practice as well. First of all, when am I going to feel balanced? Well, in traditional medical practice, which is what I worked in for years before I made the transition, I would hear people ask this, when am I going to feel better? When am I going to feel balanced? And in traditional medicine, we don't necessarily have an answer for that. Because in traditional medicine, it's more, especially when you're talking about chronic illness, it's more about maintenance. It's more about treating symptoms and making a person comfortable. It's not necessarily about treating root causes. That was the thing that began to nag at me and begin to frustrate me, because I felt like I was just putting Band-Aids on a gushing wound. And that's what one of the things that kind of spurred me on to actually make a transition and go into functional and integrative medicine. And when I got in functional and integrative medicine, I was excited because I was like, yes, we're finally treating root causes. We're finally able to give people an answer. When am I going to start feeling balanced? But then it was still really gray. And, you know, we don't really have a good answer, even in functional and integrative medicine. Now, we can give people an answer and say, we will get there. It's just going to take time. You know, if you spent the last 30 years in this state leading up to this, it may take, you know, months or a year or two in order to get completely back to normal. So that's what brings me to where I am today. So I, as an evolution in functional and integrative medicine, evolving as a health professional, I discovered epigenetics and nutrigenomics. Nutrigenomics falls underneath that umbrella. I've explained that on previous episodes before, but epigenetics is just this way in which we can, the genes can be manipulated from environmental factors. Okay. Nutrigenomics, it's just very specific related to nutritional epigenetics, those things that can nutritionally support the genes to either make them worse or make them better. Obviously, we want to make them better, but there's things that we do to our body every single day nutritionally that's not good nutrition that actually cut switches off. So, and when I got into epigenetics, I started realizing that, wow, we can start getting results much faster, and we can start giving clients actual answers for when am I going to start feeling better? Well, based on what's going on, I think it's going to take roughly about this time. And it's a heck of a lot shorter than it was in functional and integrative medicine. And that is a heck of a lot shorter. I mean, gosh, it didn't even exist pretty much in traditional medical practice. So there are these levels of answer to that particular question. But first of all, if you don't get anything out of today's insights, my hope is that you get this one thing. The simplest modifications or adjustments in your routine, in your environment, make the biggest impact, positive impact in your life, in your health, in your mental health, in your emotional health. So let me repeat that again, because it's worth repeating. The simplest modifications or adjustments in your environment, whether they're internal environment or external environment, make the biggest positive impact, the biggest positive change in your life, physically, emotionally, spiritually, mentally, so on and so forth. So let that sink in a minute. Isn't it amazing how we try to make things more difficult than what they really need to be made? Well, why is that? Now, I've given that a lot of thought. My background is in psychiatry, so I deal a lot in this emotional mental health space. And I've seen that over and over through the years. In fact, I have to confess, I'm one of those people sometimes that has a tendency, and I have to pull myself back, to make things a little bit more difficult than they need to be. And I've come to learn, I think that's kind of human instinct. We think that things have to be difficult. And I've wondered kind of where does that come from? I think it comes from some programming, maybe as a kid, where we're taught it takes hard work to accomplish anything. You know, we've all kind of heard that. If you want something, you have to work for it really hard. And I think it gets ingrained in our head that everything that's worth having, whether it be our health, whether it be finances, whether it be good relationships, it's going to take hard work. And I mean, sure, anything that is worth doing requires effort and follow through. We have to show up, but does it really have to be hard, quote unquote? Is this concept of things being hard just a construct in our mind that we've brainwashed ourselves into believing? I think perhaps it is. So genetics can seem pretty complex. It can seem complicated. It can even seem hard to a lot of people, right? I don't personally think so. So let's try to not let genetics or nutrigenomics or epigenetics intimidate us. Let's try not to make it harder than it really is, because at its base level, epigenetics, nutrigenomics, this type of work that I do now, it's a simple matter of working with switches. There are some bad switches that are cut on, and we need to identify those and we need to get them cut off. And there are some good switches that are cut off. And again, we need to identify those and we need to get them cut on because they work to our advantage. So it's really no more simple than that. So if you think about it that way and you just understand this is a simple switch, I'm not going to let this intimidate me, then it's easier to kind of wrap your head around, okay, where are we going with genetics? What are we doing with epigenetics? And then how can we modify them? Let's just make it easy. So that's why I've broken it down into a simple to follow process I call the Genesis Zone Advantage. In the previous couple of In the Zone segments that I've done on Fridays, we've been discussing exactly how I did this, how I created this Genesis Zone Advantage, this process. And out of necessity, I created the 5 zones of optimization. And from that, this questionnaire popped out. And it gives you the exact starting point. So again, it distills the complex and the complicated, the hard, and it makes it easy. And for review, just in case you weren't on one of the previous couple of episodes, the 5 zones of optimization are brain, body, sleep, energy, and immune. Now, if you're in my boot camp coming up, and I am actually live streaming this into the boot camp right now, so you have this information. So you have this information kind of as a pre-teaching, so you start to understand and wrap your head around this. We're going to talk very much in detail about those 5 zones, the brain, body, sleep, energy, and immune zones within the body, and how we can assess those individually and how they can point us in the right direction. And if you listen to last week's podcast, I kind of laid it out for you with a client example, with client A, I called it. And I gave you an amazing example how client A was just kind of eaten up with anxiety and had some depression as a result of that, and was pulling back from work responsibilities and home responsibilities because they had such high anxiety, and how it would have been natural for any health professional or any layperson. You know, the client A even thought, okay, this is all in my brain. This is about neurochemistry and things like that. And how it would have been just natural to say, okay, this is in the brain zone. But when we ran through the questionnaire, what came up for client A is that it was actually the sleep zone. And you're thinking, whoa, wait a minute. So this person's anxiety was coming from this sleep zone. Absolutely. And so when we got honed in on the sleep zone, and we viewed the genetics and the blood laboratory work through that sleep zone filter, and we started implementing those changes, that person got radical, drastic, rapid improvement in a very short period of time. In as little as 2 weeks, they started seeing amazing symptom relief. So now let me introduce you to client B, because client B is quite different. A client B came along actually before client A. I just wanted to give you an example of client A last week, but client B came along before client A did. And client B's interesting, because whereas client A, the example I gave you last week, had all this laundry list of symptoms. In fact, I only included about 12 or 13 of them in my example, but trust me, there were a ton. There were 30 or 40 symptoms that this person had. Client B was the polar opposite end of the spectrum. And client B was just as challenging. Now, client B came to me with this exact statement. And I kid you not, this is the quote: "I'm not sure what's going on with me. I can't quite put a finger on it. I have an autoimmune disorder, but it's been well treated for several years, and I feel pretty good overall. I just want to make sure that I'm doing everything I should do to make sure I'm as healthy as I can possibly be, because I'm a huge business owner and I have a lot of responsibilities. That was client B. Now, on one hand, I've got client A that has this laundry list of symptoms. On the other hand, I've got client B that has almost no symptoms. They just want to make sure they're healthy. The one little bitty clue they gave me was, okay, they've got an autoimmune condition. And when I ran them through client B through the five zones of optimization questionnaire, you would think that immune would pop up as their number one. It was actually their number two. Their number one was energy. Now, mind you, when this person talked to me, they didn't say anything about low energy or brain fog or anything like that. But when they filled out the questionnaire, it pulled all of that out of them. And it was like, okay, we've got to focus on energy. And as such, we're going to filter everything that we do through that filter. We're going to approach the genes from the angle of energy, and we're going to correct those switches. We're going to turn the bad switches off. We're going to turn the bad switches off. We're going to turn the good switches on. So it's really as simple as that. I don't know how to make it any more simple. I know to the layperson, it may sound more complex than it is. It's really not. Trust me on this. When I first started doing genetics, I made it difficult. I'll be completely honest. I made it way more difficult than it was. It took me hours to prepare a report before I met with a client on the phone. Now I can pretty much get the report 5 minutes before I get on a Zoom call with the client and just go through it lickety split, because now I have focus. The five zones of optimization give me a clear and exact focus of the filter that I'm going to put onto my glasses and that lens that I'm going to be looking through when I go through that process with the client. The cool thing is that I've actually figured out a way to kind of do this with a group of clients. I don't like my groups to be too big. Right now we have 38 people enrolled for the Gene Hack Bootcamp that's coming up on Monday. I've got room for a few more. So this is one of the last times I'm going to be asking. If you're not enrolled for the Gene Hack Bootcamp, I encourage you to enroll for that now. It's free. This is one of the only times that it will be free. But right now, this first time, because it's a beta group, it's me feeling out where everybody is, me getting feedback from everybody and making this program exactly the way it should be for everybody. Now, this is going to be an action-packed 5 days. Trust me on that. I have been working day and night on the presentations that I'm going to be giving every single day. And to consolidate everything into hour and a half each day is actually quite difficult, because there is a ton of information to cover. The cool thing is that there's a lot of good information on the back end that it can be delivered at any time if you're on the list, because I'm going to be updating people more than likely. I'm 99.9% sure that, in fact, I'll just go ahead and say it. I'll make a commitment. 100% sure everybody that comes in on this free bootcamp, whether it's paid or not, next time, the improved version of the bootcamp, you'll have free of charge. So I'll just throw that out there. So that's an additional bonus. please go ahead and register drbriangbrown.com/genehack. You have up until 2 o'clock Monday to register for that and get in the group. And I would love to have you there, because we're going to be covering things that are going to teach you basically how to become an epigenetics expert, except it's going to be personal for you. It's not going to be teaching you how to do it with other people. It's going to be teaching you how to self-analyze yourself and understand where you are in the whole scheme of what's out of whack, what needs to be fixed, and how you can go about getting that fixed. I will deliver to you on the last day on Friday the exact 53 genes that you need for optimizing your health. And I will break them down by zone. So in the process of the 5 days, you're going to understand which is your primary zone, the five zones of optimization. You're going to understand what's out of balance, and you're going to know where you are. And then I'm going to give you the filter. That's the filter through which you look through. And then I'm going to give you the exact genes that need to be looked at through that filter in order to become optimized. Again, you're not going to want to miss it. So if you're on the fence, get off the fence, go register drbriangbrown.com/genehack. If you have any questions about the bootcamp, don't hesitate to reach out. Please reach out. Direct message me on Facebook or Instagram at Dr. Brian G. Brown. And I look forward to working with you. I can't say enough how excited that I am to be doing this bootcamp. It's been a vision of mine for a long time. But again, remember, I used to make things more difficult than they need to be. So I was making it way too difficult. And I was like, I know I can make this easier. And I just put my mind to it. And it's like, it just came to me and everything just kind of fleshed out. And it's going to be an amazing 5 days. I want to see you there. I want to spend that time with you. So go and register. Stay tuned next Thursday at noon Eastern Standard Time for our Wellness Warrior segment, where I'll be interviewing another surprise guest, and we'll be continuing to explore ways in which you can optimize for higher performance. Most informed, most trusted, and most grateful you spent this time with us today. Until next time, stay in the zone. This is Dr. Brian Brown signing off.